All right, the topic is help with shopping for people who love books. And to be able to do that, we've got the president of the Penguin Publishing Group, Madeline McIntosh, on the line with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right, so it's the Penguin Hotline. And now that I've introduced you as the president of the Penguin Publishing, people will know that I'm not talking about the animals from Antarctica. They're actually talking about the Penguin Hotline. I don't know what people would want to know about penguins on a hotline, but what we would like to know is, how do you help people come up with gift ideas for those who want to buy a book for somebody and say, well, I wouldn't know where to start?
Yeah, it's really easy. What you do is you go to penguinhotline.com, and we ask you to fill in a really short form, and you just tell us a couple of quick clues about the person you're shopping for. Then somebody here in the Penguin Random House group, there are about 400 volunteers in total, and they get that request, and even if they can't quite figure out the right pick, they walk up and down the hallways talking to their colleagues until they come up with just the right list of recommendations, and they send that back to you by email in just a day or two. And it's a totally free service, and really it's about a minute of time for you. We do all the work, and then hopefully you've got the answer to your holiday shopping needs.
Now, that would be kind of fun, I would think. I think I kind of would like to do this as far as one of the Penguin people being able to do it from that end, but it sounds like, as you just described it, this is all people making these decisions. You don't feed it into a machine.
No, exactly. That was the thing we realized a couple of years ago is, look, algorithms and machines can do a lot of great things for us, but one thing they're not always very good at doing is helping to find just the right book. The great thing about books is that there are thousands of them, tens of thousands. The hard thing about books is that there's so much choice. And so a lot of times you just need a little bit of that nuance about taste and interest and a couple of clues to come up with a right way to solve the puzzle. And it really is a lot of fun.
So when did you start this?
We started in 2014, and we really didn't know when we started if people would write in or not, but it was very popular. So this year's program just started yesterday, and it will go until December 18th.
So what kind of reactions do you get from those who have given you feedback about what they have experienced in previous years?
We get delighted surprise. I think that even though we explain how it works, people still kind of expect that they're going to get a short kind of short listicle or a machine-generated list of recommendations. And instead, it's clear from the letters they received that this is very much a real human put real thought and love into this. And we get back really wonderful thank you notes from the people we've helped.
So who came up with the idea? Again, how did this get its inspiration?
I came up with it. I was just, I'd always loved the idea of the Butterball Turkey Hotline. I don't know if you know Butterball Turkey, but every Thanksgiving, you can call their hotline, and even if you don't know what you're doing in the kitchen, they will help you figure out what to do with that frozen turkey. And I thought that was so genius and so simple, and so we figured we would put the penguins to work, not in the kitchen. We are not cooking any birds, but instead connect that really simple idea with the idea of making book recommendations.
Let's go through an example here. I think you've got one that I've given ahead of time. Is that right?
Yes. So it looks like you were looking for something for a 20-something female who is interested in Depression-era history, dramatic romance, and puzzle solving. So a couple of possibilities came to mind for me here. One that an author who I just love and has become increasingly popular just in the last couple of years is Amor Towles, T-O-W-L-E-S is his last name. And he's become mainly known for the book he wrote last year called A Gentleman in Moscow. But he earlier wrote, about 5 years ago, wrote a book called The Rules of Civility. And that takes place in Jazz Age, New York City. And it's so you get the history, you get that sense of kind of glamour and daring of that period. And there's great humanist interest in that story, good love story. So I might go there. I might also go to Jojo Moyes, M-O-Y-E-S. She has mainly been known for her book that was turned into a movie last year called Me Before You. But a couple of years ago, she wrote a book called The Girl You Left Behind that is this wonderful connection of love stories in two different time periods. One is World War One era France, and then the second one is taking place in modern day London. And so you get that great combination of, again, history, a little bit of a mysterious puzzle of how are these two strands going to fit together, mm-hmm. And some love.
I
so
like
that's
it.
Where I would go.
I like those suggestions. I got to interview Amor Towles about a gentleman in Moscow. I find him to be a
terrific.
He was a terrific person to talk to. That was great.
He really is. Yeah. He's wonderful.
And I like the book a lot also. I didn't, I can't remember when that was, but I remember reading the book and I thought it was a terrific book. So I like those suggestions. I'll take it to the person who needs some ideas for this person and we'll see how they react to it. But I think those are pretty good ideas.
Okay, good.
So now, how do people contact with, and again, is it all online?
It's all online, yep. Just go to penguinhotline.com. And there's a simple form to fill out. It'll take you about a minute. And then a day or two later, you'll get an email from us with a list of suggestions. Easy and free. No work for you.
What we sent ahead of time wasn't too hard, I don't think. Do you have any that you can remember that say, oh, this was one that sticks out of my mind, a very interesting request or description of a reader?
Well, sometimes it's funny what people come out with. So you either on one end of the spectrum, we had somebody who was completely pouring out their heart to us in their request about everything about her brother that drove her crazy. And so it was just a very funny connection that we made with this person who was trying to solve the puzzle of her brother. And then another was one where we really didn't get much information, where the person, it was an older woman who wanted to buy a book for the lovely young man who bags her groceries. And that's really all we had to go with. And so I think that in that case, we picked something that made a couple of suggestions of books that seemed pretty popular with younger people that year. And that seemed to do the trick.
Oh, man, those are nice. I like that because it's all about a personal connection. And I think from your end, it would be a lot of fun to read about these kinds of things because you're right. People take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah. All right. So what's the website?
It is penguinhotline.com.
Penguinhotline.com. It goes until December 18th.
That's right. Please join us.
Madeline McIntosh is president of Penguin Publishing Company Group. You'll need to know, I think, an age range. You'll need to know gender. You'll need to know interest and maybe some books and authors. If you can provide that, you'll get some ideas back on what you might buy for reading for someone who is hard to buy for. I like it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.